Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley scores a huge upset over Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong in the Democratic gubernatorial primary this past Tuesday, setting up a matchup of Crowley against Tom Tiffany for governor to succeed outgoing Democrat two-termer Tony Evers. That and more on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Friday before this past Tuesday's primary election, it was reported that the latest poll in the governor's race in the Democratic primary had Francesca Hong still leading David Crowley by 22 points, and yet somehow, someway, Crowley won this past Tuesday by less than a percentage point. Well, he brought his Forward Wisconsin tour to Eau Claire on Friday, and after addressing a crowded gathering at the Eau Claire Children's Theater, Crowley answered six questions from reporters. I began by asking, did you really believe you could pull off this amazing upset?
Well, if you believe it, it can happen. You know, I think that you want to manifest as much as possible. But, you know, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to get, you know, back into this race and pretty much do a three and a half week sprint. But as we began to travel all across this state, we've seen the momentum, we've seen the enthusiasm. And so, yes, this was a nail biter, but for us to get over the hump and win this primary election, I think this is good for our state.
And what's Crowley's plan to appeal to the all-important rural voters, many of whom make up western Wisconsin?
Well, the affordability crisis doesn't have a geographical location, right? People all across this state, whether you live in a small rural community, a mid-sized suburban community, or a large urban community, folks are struggling to put, you know, groceries on the table, struggling to pay for their housing, struggling to have access to child care and health care. But also want to make sure that we put a check on these data centers all across this state, because we're all going to be affected. And so at the end of the day, this is about how do we continue to build bridges across our geographical lines versus building walls up. Because as long as we're divided, this is how we get, you know, this is how we get a Tom Tiffany to become governor, right? Someone who's going to only focusing on doing what Donald Trump wants to do versus carrying the water of his constituents. And, you know, when I think about my track record, being the only executive in this race, being able to lower overdose deaths by 40% in four short years. The fact that we have the lowest unsheltered homeless count per capita than any community in the entire country. These are issues, these are experiences that people are looking for, and I'm glad that voters all across the state, even in rural communities, voted for me to get through this primary.
Friday was day three of 5 days of Crowley and his counterparts crisscrossing the state, trying to galvanize voters and pick up on the momentum from Tuesday's victory. He said one issue he seems to be hearing about as much or more than anything else is data centers.
You know, local communities, they should be able to make a decision of whether or not it's good for their community. And if they don't want a data center, they should be able to stop a data center in this state. And there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But if the community decides that they do want a data center, the builder, who would have to use human labor, needs to make sure that they're paying for their own energy and paying for the infrastructure upgrades. They cannot, and I want to repeat this, they cannot pass one penny down to any Wisconsin taxpayer. We need to hold them accountable. Protecting our environment, protecting ourselves. Because we know that Tom Tiffany, he's not going to protect us. He hasn't passed one piece of legislation right now on anything related to the data centers. And now he wants to act like he's going to protect us? Do y'all believe that?
No!
And so we have to do everything that we can to make sure that extreme MAGA folks like Tom Tiffany and Donald Trump, their legacy don't continue. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he's actually voted in favor of these tech companies to get massive tax breaks. And I want you to know right now, the free ride, these massive tax breaks that these big tech companies have been getting, no more under a Crowley administration.
As for school vouchers, Crowley says,
well, this is about fully funding our public schools across the state of Wisconsin. You know, the state actually broke its promise to our public schools. I graduated from Milwaukee Public Schools. I have three daughters that attend public schools. And until we can build our public schools up, we're going to have a problem all across this state. One, we need to increase the reimbursement rates when it comes down to special education back to 90%. And this not it's not just about educating our children, right? This is also the burden that so many families are seeing on their property tax bills. And so once the state gets back to its promise, then we'll be able to continue to educate our children all across Wisconsin.
I also asked Crowley.
Tiffany said earlier this week, he said there's really no difference between you and Hong. So what do you say back to that?
Well, he would love to just lump us all together, but I think with Toxic Tom, Tiffany understands that I'm the only executive that's actually getting things done. And he would know that if he wasn't just paying attention and doing everything that Donald Trump told him to do. You know, as our future lieutenant governor has said, you know, he has voted to, you know, cut millions or thousands of people here in the state of Wisconsin from health care. He voted not to certify this election. And so everything that he's been saying, he's just saying, you betcha, to Donald Trump. And so what we need to be focusing on is making sure that we get that takeover when it comes down to the Senate, to the Assembly, and focusing on good Democratic policies that's going to allow every boat to rise when that tide rises in Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, Crowley's opponent in the November 3rd general election for governor, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of the 7th Congressional District, was a heavy favorite heading into Tuesday's primary and led the voter tally in every one of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Afterwards, telling supporters when declaring victory,
the fight is about Wisconsin. So I ask you tonight to stand with me. Stand with me for our fight for lower taxes and good-paying jobs.
Tiffany tells supporters he's pushing for a better Wisconsin.
Stand with me as we demand accountability of our state government. Stand with me as we fight for better schools and safer communities.
Tuesday night, Tiffany asked,
stand with me as we protect the Wisconsin way of life. And stand with me as we move Wisconsin forward.
In his victory speech Tuesday night, Tiffany said,
this isn't a typical election about red versus blue. This is an election about the very soul of the state of Wisconsin. It's about what kind of Wisconsin we're going to leave the next generation.
Finally, Tuesday night, Tiffany said,
so I ask you tonight to stand with me. Stand with me for our fight for lower taxes and good-paying jobs. Stand with me as we demand accountability of our state government. Stand with me as we fight for better schools and safer communities. Stand with me as we protect the Wisconsin way of life. And stand with me as we move Wisconsin forward.
Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany from his victory speech Tuesday night after his crushing defeat of his opponent Andy Manske, who garnered just over 4% of the vote. Meanwhile, also on Tuesday, Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Republican Congressman turned Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, at 26 years old, winning a crowded Republican primary to take on Democrat Fred Clark in a district, though, that leans very heavily Republican. And also in the very competitive 3rd Congressional District, it was Rebecca Cook winning another contest against Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden at Friday's Democratic rally in Eau Claire, Cook addressing those in attendance.
Our incredible volunteers, I've got team members out here today for your tireless work that got us here. I also really want to thank my opponent, Emily Berkey, who I know a lot of people supported in the Emily has been a strong leader for us here in Eau Claire, from her work on the city council, but also her work as a therapist in our community, a mom, a neighbor. I'm proud of the work that she's done to build deep relationships across this district and bring people together around a common goal. To restore pragmatic leadership to Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District and to defeat Derek Van Orden. Yeah. I support all of us coming together to unify around that common goal, not just today, but the 81 days that we have before us. This moment right now is for the coalition of small business owners, healthcare workers, farmers, educators across this district with whom I've been working to build trust with and whose coalitions that we need to grow even more if we want to flip this seat. We need more working class people to represent us in D.C. Folks that aren't so far left or so far right who want to work across the aisle to actually get things done for working families and retirees. The work started 16 months ago when I got back into this race after nearly defeating Derek Van Orden last cycle. And the work intensifies as we are just 81 days away from the general election.
At Friday's Democratic rally in Eau Claire, Cook was welcoming all comers in her fight to unseat Van Orden.
Whether you voted for Trump, whether you went with Bernie in the primary, whether you voted for Derek Van Orden in the past, our tent is a big one.
Yeah.
Our tent is squarely focused on lowering costs, combating corruption, supporting small business, bolstering agriculture, and building back an American dream that we can actually grasp.
For his part, Van Orden, near the end of his second term in the House of Representatives representing Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, offered his thoughts on Tuesday night on learning that his opponent would again be Rebecca Cook. As he tells WEAU-TV,
Rebecca Cook will say or do anything to gain personal political power because that's all she cares about. So whatever comes up, she'll agree with it if she thinks it'll help her get elected. Now, you may not like everything I say all the time, but you know exactly where I stand. And you know that when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I have proven to do so.
Tuesday night, Cook, though, telling WEAU the race is on.
And I'm really looking forward to taking on Derek Van Orden. I think we have a real opportunity not just to flip this seat, but to win back the House majority and restore some common sense to this country.
Cook says
there is so much chaos and division right now in our country. We need people that are willing to work across the aisle and bring people together. And that's the sort of campaign that I'm going to be continuing to run as we move into the general election.
Meanwhile, earlier this week, Van Orden's campaign released the following statement after Cook filed her financial disclosure 2 days after Tuesday's primary. The Van Orden campaign saying, quote, Rebecca Cook has spent 6 years building a political persona around being the struggling waitress just trying to get by. Now her own financial disclosure shows she makes more than 6 times from her political ventures than she does waiting tables. The press release goes on to say, for months, Democrats and Republicans across the 3rd District called on Cook to release her financial disclosures. She had every opportunity to be transparent with voters. Instead, she chose to keep them hidden until after the primary. The Van Orden press release goes on to say that tells Wisconsin voters everything they need to know about Rebecca Cook's character. She was willing to deceive her own party to protect the political persona she built and gain political power. Wisconsin voters should be asking what else she'll hide if given the power to represent them. The press release says the curtain is finally up and Wisconsin voters can see the person behind the political mask. Cook filed an extension for 90 days for her personal financial disclosures, which allowed her to file 2 days after Tuesday's primary. This week's financial disclosure from Cook revealed $60,000 in employment income from consulting, political consulting, a waterfront rental property, and income from left-wing political think tanks. Meanwhile, as the dust settles after the governor's race, I asked Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of the 91st Assembly District for her take on how the Democratic primary for governor played out.
I'm proud to be a part of the Democratic Party where we let it play out. And democracy can be messy sometimes. And, you know, we've had a few primaries. And, it happens anywhere from the Assembly on up. But in the end, we don't pick. We let the voters decide.
Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire, who's facing a challenge from Republican Bruce Stabenow, also in the 92nd Assembly District, Republican Clint Moses facing a Democratic challenge from Jeremiah Fredrickson, who spoke to those gathered at Friday's Democratic rally in Eau Claire. Democratic incumbent Christian Phelps trying to defend his 93rd District seat against Republican Michael Ayala, also in other districts in the Wibwogo listening area. We'll be watching in the 67th Assembly District where Republican David Armstrong facing a test from Democrat Indiana Thompson. Republican Rob Summerfield in the 68th facing a Democratic challenge from Elisha King. Also in the 69th, Republican incumbent Karen Hurd facing a challenge from Democrat Roger Halls. In the 29th Assembly District, Republican incumbent Trig Pranshinsky facing a Democratic challenge from Chris Danu, and also Republican incumbent Shannon Zimmerman in the 30th Assembly District facing a challenge from Democrat Kevin Kroenke. Also with redistricting, we know that the current state senator in the 23rd State Senate District, Jesse James, has announced he was going to be stepping down from the Senate and has already taken the job as the Lake Halley police chief. Meanwhile, Romaine Quinn is vying for that seat and cited as the incumbent to be, and Jeff Foster in the is the Democratic challenger there. And in the 31st State Senate District, Democratic incumbent Jeff Smith facing a Republican challenge from Michelle Magadance Skinner. And finally, last week, we visited with Tony Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center about their upcoming Strength in Service Summit, which they're inviting all WIB and WOGO listeners to attend for the low price of $129. You can learn more at strengthinservicesummit.com, strengthinservicesummit.com. It's built for those who serve, powerful for all who attend. We know Trinity Equestrian Center has had the equine therapy for years to veterans suffering from PTSD, but has expanded that to those serving in law enforcement, and firefighters, and other rescue professions. And when I spoke with Tony Matson, one of the co-founders of Trinity recently, I asked her what people can expect if they are in attendance for the September 12th Strength in Service Summit at the Eau Claire Event District.
I think, Mark, they're going to be blown away. You know, I don't think that there's another event that I'm familiar with in our region that's going to have this quality, if you will, of speakers in at one place at the same time. And we'd go from one to another, of course, breaks in between. But I mean, this, I think, is going to be a stellar event. And like I said earlier, we couldn't have looked at a sheet of speakers and said, okay, I'd like the best. And all of a sudden they appear. That was just a God thing. And I think what they will experience is stories that have not just meaning and really transparency, but they're going to be ones where people walk away and say, wow, that made a difference. It's, you know, I often say, you know, you can put dates down in your calendar, and that's great. We all do. We save the dates. But are there dates that actually change you? Are those events ones that you walk away and you go, wow, I am so glad I came? So that's what I'm holding. That's what my prayer is, because I know the speakers. I know them personally. They're from all over the country. And I know what they'll deliver. And it is going to be off the charts.
Tony Matson, co-founder of the Trinity Equestrian Center, and inviting all in Wibwogo land to consider attending their September 12th Strength in Service Summit. Built for those who serve, powerful for all who attend. Again, every dollar raised supports Trinity's veteran and first responder wellness programs. Learn more at strengthinservicesummit.com. That's all one word, strengthinservicesummit.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.